Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. It's nice in here, and I like the view from this table.
Yes, I like eating here.
Can you recommend anything?
Try the grilled vegetables with mushroom sauce. It's my favorite dish.
Okay, I'll try that. And some fried meat, too. I'm really hungry. Dialogue B.
Your ticket and your passport, please, sir.
Here they are.
Is this your luggage?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir, but your suitcase is 5 kilos heavier than is permitted.
Oh, yes, I see. Do I have to pay extra for the excess weight? Dialogue C. Are you enjoying the voyage?
Oh, yes. It's the first time I've traveled by sea, but I like it very much.
I like it when the sea is calm, but when the waves are high, I feel a bit scared.
Me too, and a bit seasick.
Dialogue D.
You have 20 minutes to do this task. Any questions?
Yes, I've got one.
Yes?
Should we write the answers below the text or on the answer sheet?
On the answer sheet, please.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. It's nice in here, and I like the view from this table.
Yes, I like eating here.
Can you recommend anything?
Try the grilled vegetables with mushroom sauce. It's my favorite dish.
Okay, I'll try that. And some fried meat, too. I'm really hungry. Dialogue B.
Your ticket and your passport, please, sir.
Here they are.
Is this your luggage?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir, but your suitcase is 5 kilos heavier than is permitted.
Oh, yes, I see. Do I have to pay extra for the excess weight? Dialogue C. Are you enjoying the voyage?
Oh, yes. It's the first time I've traveled by sea, but I like it very much.
I like it when the sea is calm, but when the waves are high, I feel a bit scared.
Me too, and a bit seasick.
Dialogue D.
You have 20 minutes to do this task. Any questions?
Yes, I've got one.
Yes?
Should we write the answers below the text or on the answer sheet?
On the answer sheet, please.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I enjoy reading, but I don't usually have much time for it because there's lots of homework to do. Yesterday, I borrowed a book from our school library and read it for a while before going to sleep. The book was really interesting. I got involved and put it aside only when I had read it up to the very end. In the morning, I wasn't able to get up on time, so I missed the school bus and got to school 30 minutes after the bell had gone. Speaker B.
I like reading, especially historical novels. That's why I know more than most of my classmates. Our teacher often asks me to give presentations to the whole class. I may spend hours in the library or searching the internet for information on some historical event or some historical personality. Some of my friends think that it's boring, but it's incredibly interesting. I'm considering taking history as my major at university.
Speaker C. Our class is very united, and we often help each other in school and in life. Yes, I'm very lucky that the people around me are friendly and supportive, and there's no bullying or fighting in class. My friends have different interests, but they all are very nice people. There are those who like science, those who like sports, and those who like arts. But everyone enjoys school parties and school trips. Speaker D.
It was shocking news when my parents told me about their decision to move to another city. I was completely against it. I didn't want to leave my school. I had so many friends there. I just joined the school volleyball team. the best team in the area. But there was no choice. My parents had to move because of their jobs. They have good jobs, but we have to move too often.
Speaker E. I have lots of friends, and most of them are my classmates. We often do homework, work in the library, or do sports together. Our school is a good place for doing sports. We have a gym, a football pitch, a swimming pool, and even a tennis court. The swimming pool is not very large, but it's enough for practicing different swimming strokes and for water aerobics classes. I wish we had a little skate park, too. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. I enjoy reading, but I don't usually have much time for it because there's lots of homework to do. Yesterday, I borrowed a book from our school library and read it for a while before going to sleep. The book was really interesting. I got involved and put it aside only when I had read it up to the very end. In the morning, I wasn't able to get up on time, so I missed the school bus and got to school 30 minutes after the bell had gone. Speaker B.
I like reading, especially historical novels. That's why I know more than most of my classmates. Our teacher often asks me to give presentations to the whole class. I may spend hours in the library or searching the internet for information on some historical event or some historical personality. Some of my friends think that it's boring, but it's incredibly interesting. I'm considering taking history as my major at university.
Speaker C. Our class is very united, and we often help each other in school and in life. Yes, I'm very lucky that the people around me are friendly and supportive, and there's no bullying or fighting in class. My friends have different interests, but they all are very nice people. There are those who like science, those who like sports, and those who like arts. But everyone enjoys school parties and school trips. Speaker D.
It was shocking news when my parents told me about their decision to move to another city. I was completely against it. I didn't want to leave my school. I had so many friends there. I just joined the school volleyball team, the best team in the area. But there was no choice. My parents had to move because of their jobs. They have good jobs, but we have to move too often.
Speaker E. I have lots of friends, and most of them are my classmates. We often do homework, work in the library, or do sports together. Our school is a good place for doing sports. We have a gym, a football pitch, a swimming pool, and even a tennis court. The swimming pool is not very large, but it's enough for practicing different swimming strokes and for water aerobics classes. I wish we had a little skate park, too. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух друзей. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Nora. You look great.
Hi, Jim. It's probably because it's my birthday today. I'm turning 16.
Oh, many happy returns. Are you having a party today?
No, we'll have a party sometime later. My exam session started 2 days ago, so I'm very busy now. No time for partying.
I see. Have you already passed any of your exams?
Yes, mathematics, and three more are left. They'll keep me busy till the middle of June.
Poor you! But maths is the most difficult one, right?
Yes, I'm so happy that I passed it, and my grade was surprisingly good.
Congratulations! Are you going to study maths at university? I mean, when you go to university?
I don't know. I hope not. I want to become a journalist. Journalists don't need mathematics, do they?
Well, I think that if you want to work as a journalist, you should be well educated in all fields. That is, apart from having excellent communication skills.
Right. Anyway, I still have 2 more years at school to learn everything I need to before I go to university.
And how about short-term plans? What are you doing this summer? Working, traveling, or both?
I don't know yet. We may go to my grandmother's. She lives in Italy.
Italy sounds great.
I love it too. But my mother insists on our going to Paris as she wants me to practice my French. I don't think it's necessary. I have no problem speaking French. I'm actually top of the class in French and Spanish.
Don't you like Paris?
I definitely prefer the Italian countryside to the city of Paris.
I understand. And in Italy you can practice Italian, can't you?
I don't speak Italian, though I go to my grandma almost every summer.
Why?
All my friends there learn English and want me to speak English to them so they can practice.
Very clever of them. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Nora. You look great.
Hi, Jim. It's probably because it's my birthday today. I'm turning 16.
Oh, many happy returns. Are you having a party today?
No, we'll have a party sometime later. My exam session started 2 days ago, so I'm very busy now. No time for partying.
I see. Have you already passed any of your exams?
Yes, mathematics. And 3 more are left. They'll keep me busy till the middle of June.
Poor you. But maths is the most difficult one, right?
Yes. I'm so happy that I passed it, and my grade was surprisingly good.
Congratulations. Are you going to study maths at university? I mean, when you go to university?
I don't know. I hope not. I want to become a journalist. Journalists don't need mathematics, do they?
Well, I think that if you want to work as a journalist, you should be well educated in all fields. That is, apart from having excellent communication skills.
Right. Anyway, I still have 2 more years at school to learn everything I need to before I go to university.
And how about short-term plans? What are you doing this summer? Working, traveling, or both?
I don't know yet. We may go to my grandmother's. She lives in Italy.
Italy sounds great.
I love it too. But my mother insists on our going to Paris as she wants me to practice my French. I don't think it's necessary. I have no problem speaking French. I'm actually top of the class in French and Spanish.
Don't you like Paris?
I definitely prefer the Italian countryside to the city of Paris.
I understand. And in Italy, you can practice Italian, can't you?
I don't speak Italian, though I go to my grandma almost every summer.
Why?
All my friends there learn English and want me to speak English to them so they can practice.
Very clever of them. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.